This is Kent Lindquist, your host for The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. To remind you, this is the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz tonight. And I'd like to remind you, we're on Lakeshore 89.1 FM for 2 hours every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with news at the top of the hour. We're going to continue highlighting our artist of the week, alto man and tenor man Sonny Stitt. This is from his Roost album, Sonny Stitt Plays. Sonny on alto sax, backed up by Hank Jones on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Wendell Marshall on bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums. Sonny reaches way back for this one. I think he did it because one of his models on the alto sax was Charlie Parker. Charlie Parker used to play this occasionally, but this tune goes way back. But it's a nice version, nevertheless, called My Melancholy Baby. Thank you. All right, our featured artist of the week, alto sax man Sonny Stitt, doing My Melancholy Baby, backed up by Hank Jones on piano. And now we're going to turn to something out of the George Gershwin songbook, and that is Miles Davis's version of But Not For Me. And on this particular track, besides, of course, Miles on trumpet, we have, this is early Miles, goes back to 1954, Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, the great Horace Silver on piano, Percy Heath out of the Modern Jazz Quartet on bass, Kenny Clarke on drums, one of the pioneers of jazz drumming, and this is But Not For Me. Thank you. right. That was the Miles Davis quintet doing a George and Ira Gershwin composition, but not for me, with Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Horace Silver on piano. Now we're going to turn to an album entitled Saxophone Supremacy, another album cut by Sonny Stitt. And on this particular album, we've got Sonny Stitt backed up by Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass. Leroy's out of Indianapolis, moved to the West Coast. Mel Lewis on drums, great big band drummer. He was the drummer in the Thad Jones Mel Lewis big band out of New York. And this is just a little thing called Blue Smile. Another board fade by the engineer. That wasn't our engineer doing that. That was Sonny Stitt doing a burner, a real up-tempo thing called A Blue Smile, and backed up by Lou Levy on piano. Okay, now we have to do one Hammond B3. Well, we did a couple Hammond B3s in the first hour because we had Sonny Stitt and Jack McDuff. But we're going to do another Hammond B3 on the second hour. We're going to do alto sax man Lou Donaldson doing his own composition, Spaceman Twist, but also features organist Big John Patton.
Thank you.
was Lou Donaldson on alto sax playing his own composition, Spaceman Twist, and the man on the Hammond B3 organ there was Big John Patton. Well, now I'm going to turn to one of my favorite albums by our highlight artist of the week, Sonny Stitt. So going out here, we're going to play a little more Sonny with the Oscar Peterson Trio. The album was called Sonny Stitt Sits In with the Oscar Peterson Trio, and this was the working group with the Oscar Peterson Trio at that time, with Oscar Corse on piano, Ed Thigpen on drums, and Ray Brown on bass. And they dig back into the archives and do a Moton Swing that was written by Benny Moton, who had a swinging big band in Kansas City in the early 30s, and the sideman in the Moton big band was Count Basie as a pianist. Benny Moton, unfortunately, died, and Count Basie took over the Benny Moton band, and all down through the years, the Count Basie band would play Moton Swing. Well, here we have a version of the Moton Swing by Sonny Stitt, backed up by the Oscar Peterson Trio. Thank you. Sonny Stitt with the Oscar Peterson Trio. Oscar Peterson Trio at that time composed, of course, Oscar on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Ed Thigpen on drums. That's something out of the old Count Basie book called Mountain Swing. Okay, we're going to do another track from that CD or LP. Sonny Stitt sits in with the Oscar Peterson Trio. That's one of my favorite Sonny Stitt albums. I think it's one of his outstanding albums he ever cut. And this is a little thing put together by Stitt. It's just a blues. It's a throwaway title. It's called Blues for Prez, Sweets, Ben, and All the Other Funky Cats, or Funky Ones. And Prez would be Lester Young, the tenor sax man. Sweets would be Harry Edison, the trumpet man out of the Basie book. And Ben would be Ben Webster, who played in the Ellington Band. So let's listen to this blues by Sonny Stitt with the Oscar Peterson Trio. Thank you. Sonny Stitt, backed up by the Oscar Peterson Trio, Oscar Peterson on piano, Ben Thigpen on drums, Ray Brown on bass. There's a little blues put together by Sonny called Blues for Prez, Sweets, Ben, and all the other funky ones. I'm going to return, stick with that album, because that's one of the finest albums that Sonny put together. So we're going to do one more track out of that album, Sonny Stitt sits in with the Oscar Peterson Trio. We're going to do something that was originally very popular with the Jimmy Lunsford band way back in the big band era, written by Cy Oliver and Tommy Young, who were both members of the Lunsford band at the time. It's a thing called Easy Does It. Thank you. Oscar Peterson put a nice Count Basie ending onto that little composition that was out of the Jimmy Lunsford band written by Cy Oliver and Trummy Young called Easy Does It. Of course, that was our highlight artist of the week, Sonny Sitt, out there on tenor sax. Okay, we'll change the pace a little bit. We're going to do something by a trumpet man, Thad Jones, from his Blue Note album, Detroit, New York Junction. And this is a Rodgers and Hart ballad, A Little Girl Blue. That was Thad Jones on trumpet, beautiful ballad rendition of Rodgers and Hart's composition, Little Girl Blue. Well, if you have any comments or perhaps some favorite jazz artists you'd like for us to play here on The Feeling of Jazz, you can email us at our new email address, thefeelingofjazzradio@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you. Again, our email is feelingofjazzradio@yahoo.com. Well, we're going to close out the show with our highlight artist of the week, Sonny Stitt. And this is from an album that he put together with Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Ray Bryan on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, Charlie Persip on drums. The album was called Sonny Side Up. And this is an old standard, I Know That You Know.
We'll be right back.